So a man just said to me, you're not going to reach anybody this way. We're not trying to reach the people that love fleshly entertainment and want to die in their sin, that want to be entertained. We're striving to tell the sheep that you're being deceived by American churchianity. You're being deceived by your flesh. Jesus did not die so that you could live this carnal churchianity. Jesus did not die. Jesus did not die so that you could live a feminized Christianity. Jesus died to call men out so they could be separate, so they could be holy, so they could be obedient. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We show you why this is heresy and sin and worldliness and carnality. You're not a strong man when you're weak in doctrine and truth like this event. This event is feminized with lady pastors at the helm. Men teaching women they can be pastors. Men teaching pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. Men with false gospels that can't save you. If you live in your sin, and you do if you're here, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus does not save you in your sin. Jesus calls you out of your sin. This is sin, willful sin, worldliness, and compromise. Turn and repent. Open your holy scriptures. You'll see how false this place is. The Bible says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. How do you draw near to God? You open the scriptures, and you test yourself. You're not living holy, men. Look at our testing at don'tperish.com. You're entering a zone of false teachers. You're not strong men. You're feminized and weak.
I rebuke you again this year.
You're feminized and you're weak because you're not in sound doctrine, neighbor. You're following after the ways of man, doctrines of demons. You're following your flesh. I can't think of anything in the American church system that is sound and rooted on the truth of God. John Lindell, cussing Pastor Mark Driscoll, the other two men, Javin and Tim, feminized, weak, and ineffectual. Test yourself to the word of God, neighbors. The Bible says you must be born again, John 3:3, and if you truly are born again, you've come out of the world. Paul says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you're here, you have not been transformed, men. If you're here, you're following American churchianity and sin. You can't follow sin to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, repent, lest you all perish. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you why you're in sin. Shows you why. This is a carnal offering. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in your flesh, neighbors. Don't walk after the flesh. Walk after the Spirit in all goodness, truth, and righteousness. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he's going to reap.
I talked to you guys last year and had a wonderful conversation.
You're still here. You haven't repented. The wrath of God is upon you.
I work here.
Yeah, if you work for this place.
I work for the... Okay.
Mizzou, yeah. Worldly, carnal, antichrist college, right, young man? Think about it, young man. What do you do for mammon? You can't serve two masters, young man. Repent. Turn. Come out of the world. Come out of your false churchianity. Come out of every false way. Look at our testing. You're being deceived. You old men should know better. Old men like me. You haven't studied the scriptures. You're not strong men. You're weak. You're weak, feminized men, following after doctrines of demons, men with lady pastors, worldliness, carnality. Looks nothing. Looks nothing like the New Testament model. Paul says in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. You're not keeping the traditions of Paul here. You're keeping worldly churchianity.
What's the
traditions.
Handed down by the Roman Catholics, handed down by the evangelicals, invented by Satan himself. Why do I say that?
I have a question real quick.
John 8. Satan is the father of lies. It's got a bunch of stuff on there. When I'm done preaching, I'll be happy to talk to you. Yeah, it's got a whole bunch on there. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's got it all listed on there. Test yourself to the holy word of God. You're following false ways. No false ways are going to help you into the kingdom of God, neighbors. You're not strong men. You're weak and feminized. You're following false ways and false doctrine and false gospels. Jesus did not die so that you could live this carnal, worldly life, neighbors. Jesus died to set you free. Jesus shed his blood to make a way for you. Jesus said, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, come unto me. But guess what happens? When you come unto Jesus Christ, you don't just come unto him like a hobby. You don't just come unto Jesus like for entertainment. You come unto Jesus and you live his way, holy ways, righteous and goodness and truth and purity. That's how you come unto Jesus Christ. You don't come to him your man-made doctrine ways. You don't come to him in the corrupt church systems. Jesus said you're worshiping God in vain by your false traditions. These are all false traditions of man. Look at our testing at don'tperish.com. You're not strong men. You're weak and feminized in false ways. You're listening to men on stage that have women pastors. Satan attacked God's kingdom with Eve acting as a feminist. You guys are all supporting feminization today. Lindell, Driscoll, and these other two goat herders, Tim and Javin, they're all feminized with false gospels, lady pastors, pagan holidays. None of this stands the test of time. You got to repent and come out of this goat farm in the world. This is not biblical Christianity. This is American false Christianity. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and in truth. This is not the truth of God. That t-shirt, John 3:16, will not save you lest you repent and come out of your sin and your worldliness. This is sin and worldliness, sir. If your church and you promote this, this is sin and this is worldliness. This is feminized false gospels. This is carnality and sin. Turn and repent. Repent means change your mind, change your ways. American churchianity thinks repentance is feel bad. You can't feel bad about your sin without leaving your sin. Turn and repent. Hey, where's all your goons trying to surround me with their signs? That didn't work. You gave up? That's not very loving. You're not loving. You're not loving, are you, sir? The gospel preacher comes preaching the truth, and you try to surround him with signs and flush him out. Not loving, huh, sir? Let me get this.